new Australian share index has joined the likes of the ASX 200 and All Ordinaries. It's the Islamic Australia Index. The index's creators are the global financial information company Thomson Reuters and Islamic investment manager Crescent Wealth. Thomson Reuters Global Head of Islamic Capital Markets, Dr. Saeed Farouk, and Crescent Wealth's Talal Yassin spoke to Michael Yander.
We avoid investments predominantly in leverage, in what we call morally hazardous industries, armaments, pornography, alcohol, etc. And then we have some quantitative methods of screening out companies that have particular amounts of debt or have particular percentages of investment in prohibited activities.
So as a concrete example, what Australian companies would be eligible and what Australian companies are ineligible for this index?
So you think about companies such as CSL, Woodside Petroleum, these kinds of resource energy stocks such as AGL Energy, these would be eligible stocks. And on the other hand, stocks such as Amalgamated Holdings and the like that are in Cinnamon Broadcasting or
Macquarie Bank, the four majors, are prohibited to be invested in because they're all about leverage and debt.
And loaning money.
Loaning money, effectively. It really means that we avoid all companies that have debt. In the Australian Stock Exchange, 30 to 35% of companies are in the financial sector. So it screens out that whole sector. And it means avoiding companies that are morally risky.
Would that include things like gaming companies as well?
Aristocrat, definitely out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How big is this market for Islamic finance, both globally and in Australia?
Globally, currently, most estimates suggest that it's $1 trillion, and it's growing at a rate of 15 to 20%. Locally, it's around the range of $8 billion.
Is the size of Islamic finance largely driven by the oil money that's coming into the Middle Eastern countries?
Well, certainly, petrol liquidity makes up a significant portion of Islamic investment. That said, a lot of the money is coming from institutional investors in places like Europe and in America. These are large asset managers who look to place a portion of their portfolio in Islamic assets because it makes sense to diversify from what are traditionally been risky assets.
And on a global level, do you find that it is mostly Muslim investors who engage in finance on Sharia principles?
You have a lot of expatriates and also other ethnic origins such as Chinese who are willing to take up Islamic finance because it makes more sense to them. The partnership elements of it, the fact that you are engaging in profit-sharing relationship where you get to benefit while at the same time you're not you're on an equal level playing field with the counterparty, the bank, it makes a lot of sense to them and they feel that it's more equitable.
And this is as opposed to a loan model.
Yeah, well, and that's essentially what makes it different. And what we've heard from our research and also our customers, they've generally felt that when they've dealt with an Islamic bank, they've been a lot more concerned with their well-being as opposed to a conventional bank, which just looks at, okay, a loan and you've got to pay the interest, that's all.
Is Australia particularly well-placed to capture this market? And if so, why?
Australia is one of those unique outliers in the sense that it combines very strong financial markets infrastructure, very strong regulatory system with a link to the growth story of Asia. Besides this, you've also got the remoteness of Australia from some of the more volatile socio-political regions in the world. As a growth story, in terms of the stability of the market, this is where people would want to invest. Because no matter what happens in the world, this place always remains safe.
Dr. Saeed Farouk and Talal Yassin speaking to Michael Yander.